food, nutrition, and health are all interconnected. But across America, especially in rural areas, people don't always have access to food, health, and even preventative care that they need. We have with us this morning Brian Leake, Director of External Communications with Bayer, to talk about that issue as well as what maybe they're doing to help out in that cause. Brian, let's start off, I guess, what is sort of the lack? What can you tell us about the rural community and what they're dealing with related to food and preventative care?
Yeah, absolutely. And first, thank you so much, Bruce, for having me on today. You hit the nail on the head that these rural communities are facing these challenges. And what's unique about these communities is, a lot of them you'd think about, rural farming communities where these farmers are generating food and feeding the rest of us. But the dichotomy there is somewhat that 90% of the counties in the country with the highest food insecurity rates are rural counties. And it's not just insecurity for food, but it's also health care. We're seeing that a third of the population lives in a county where there is less than adequate access to things like pharmacies and primary health care providers and hospitals and things like that. So this campaign is really focused on identifying what we term these care deserts, and we're encouraging, again, to create awareness to enable these rural communities to take care now.
So the campaign is called Take Care Now. Get more specific on what it is and how we can help out with that.
So the campaign itself was really, again, born out of the realization that these rural communities are in need of some resources. And, obviously it's a big challenge. And through Bayer, and people think about Bayer as in the aspirin maker or the maker of Aleve and all these healthcare products. But the fact is that we are a leading life sciences company with a large ag division as well. And this campaign hits that those communities in which we live, work, and do business as well. So first of all, it makes perfect sense for a company like ours to look at these communities and create awareness for these issues as well as work to address some of these disparities. The other aspect of this is that we've identified partners in this area to help make this successful. So we're working with a number of different folks, including Kroger, who can help provide care at their bricks and mortar store in a lot of these rural locations, as well as Luke Bryan, who's involved in this from a awareness generation standpoint, and Luke himself is a farmer and is a son of a peanut farmer, so he has a very kind of a stake in the game too. That these rural communities are something that he has a passion for. We're also working with Feeding America, who operates a network of food banks, is really the largest food bank operator in the U.S. And has these local affiliates at these in these local rural communities that they can work with to get food to those in need. And then we are also working with an organization called AgriSafe, who is focused on training individuals specifically to go into these rural communities and provide that health care that many of them just don't have access to.
And you have to sort of get those people on board, because sometimes even then, maybe they've kind of tried to be self-sufficient, but they, at some point, there's obviously certain care. And is the key to that is preventative care, make sure they're getting the right checkups that they need so that they can deal with any issue like the rest of us that might get, but they may have further to travel to get the care. Let's talk just briefly about Luke Bryan. I guess he was doing some farm tours or something like that, or concerts that are especially on family farms. What's that like, or how'd that get set up?
Yeah, that's a pretty fun and exciting 2 weeks. I'll actually be riding along, not with Luke, but with our Bayer team, and attending each of these shows and being on the ground in these communities, engaging the attendees with the Take Care Now message and encouraging them to use the Here's to the Farmer hashtag to generate even more awareness for these for these discrepancies in health and nutrition in these areas. But that's a really fun experience to be able to take the message to these communities. And Bruce, as you may know, we actually have a stop on the 15th of September in Ohio. So it's Millersport, Ohio, maybe a couple hours away, but not all that far away from you all, and you know, just couldn't be more excited to you know, to be in your great state next week.
That's be kind of interesting to sort of set up on a farm and, you know, move the livestock out of the way or get a spot in the crops where you can get the performance. But it all makes kind of a fun atmosphere and sort of brings people into an area to see the importance. And you, as you talk, I like that thing at the beginning. We're talking about people that provide the food for America, but yet at some point they're lacking. That dichotomy is kind of something you don't really think about, because when they talk about usually those food deserts, it's sort of a neighborhood in an urban area where a grocery store is closed down, but this is even on a sort of a larger scale, but it still has kind of that same impact. If people want to find out more about what you've talked about today, get some details on that as well, where's a good place to get some information?
Yeah, we're encouraging folks to go to bear.com/US and then also share that hashtag I mentioned before, Cheers to the Farmer, on their social media platforms to generate awareness. And then again, if any of your listeners are out there and not too far from the Millersport area, we encourage you to see us at the show as well.
Sounds great. Brian Leek joining us this morning, Director of External Communications for Bayer, talking about their Take Care Now campaign, helping out those folks in the rural community. Brian, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Bruce. Take care now.